Яг өвөл бол ер нь тэр хүн тий. Зундаа бол тэр морь моциг л хүн л та. Өвлийн цагт яг дуулаа. Хоцон моциг шигтэй.
On the ancient Mongolian steppe, there's a new workhorse for herding livestock. It has four wheels and a hybrid electric motor. Like many nomads across the country, this family relies on a Toyota Prius to herd their animals.
Jato jash choldgist. Chi tegede khond yavan khurt yavan to mochil entr baikh baikh bol tege shud Prius-tel yavchin. Ondor tolaadakh gazar, urta baghta gazar bol asuudlgu yavchin. Тэгээд одоо бүгд хөл одоо сарамар багад томд муудсан бах юм бол хөлөө байгаа шууд ачшдаг байхгүй. Суудлаар нэвтрүүлэл.
The Toyota Prius was never designed for harsh deserts and windswept plains. Yet in every corner of this vast and unforgiving country, here they are. After serving a past life on city streets, they now have an unintended new purpose in Mongolia. These electrified vehicles are the modern-day workhorse for the country's nomads and herders. But just like for its people and its animals, life out here is tough for cars, and it's also where they go to die.
Mongolia is awash with cheap, end-of-life hybrid EVs imported from Japan. They can be found in every corner. From the jammed avenues of Ulaanbaatar to the depths of the Gobi Desert. Nationwide, hybrid EVs account for nearly half of Mongolia's total vehicle fleet. There are hundreds of thousands of them, mostly Priuses. Fully electric vehicles have barely taken off here. It's too cold, the distances to travel too vast. Mongolia's capital has one of the coldest winters of any in the world, and some of its dirtiest air. The Prius has two advantages. It produces fewer exhaust fumes, and it works in the conditions.
За Улаанбаатар бол мэдээж Prius бол яг төрөний хэлсэн те ашиглалтын зардал багтаа удалтай жаах үн баг тэгээд нэвтрэл хэмтэл багтаа засвар үйлчлэлийн зардал багтаа учраас а дээр нөгөө олчод чинь айл болгон гараашгүй учраас гата тавьдаг. Тэгээ нөгөө өвөл оо шөндөө бол хас 35 дэг чүрдэг штэ. Тэгэхэд бол ганц дараа л гасчдаг тий. Тэр нь бол айгүй нөлөөлөд байгаа хөөхгүй.
But there's a big problem. Mongolia has inadvertently imported a new form of waste. In a place with such brutal conditions, the batteries in these aging hybrid EVs are failing fast. And experts are warning that Mongolia is becoming a green technology dumping ground. I came here to understand this love affair and to work out what happens to the toxic elements, namely the batteries of these cars when they're worn out. First stop, this dedicated Prius service center. Dozens of vehicles come through here every day. One of the main requests, a battery change.
За тэгээ одоо манай нөхцөлд одоо Монголд явж байгаа машинд бол 20 ихэвчлэн нөгөө 20-уудын батарей их нурж эхэлж байгаа. Одоо нөгөө километрийн заалт болцсон, үйлдвэрийн баталгаа дууссан. Тийм учраас тийм машинуудын батарей бол нөгөө ихэнхдээ солигдож байгаа гэсэн үг байна. Ер нь ширхэг солигдох болдог тийм машин солигдож байгаа.
The Priuses being brought into the country from Japan are already old and heavily used.
Үүний дагаад биднэрт ямар асуудал гарч ирсэн бэ гэхээр хог хаягдлын асуудал гарч ирчин. Хог хаягдлын дотроо мөн аюултай хог хаягдал буюу яг энэ одоо төрлийн тээврийн хэрэгслүүдийн энэ батарей бид нар хэрхэн үйлчлэх юм бэ? Хэрхэн зөвлөх юм бэ? Хэрхэн хадгалах вэ гэдэг дээр маш хүндрэлтэй асуудлууд биднэрт гарч ирсэн.
Once spent and removed, many battery packs are sent to be tested here. It has specialized equipment to check if batteries are dead and need to be decommissioned.
Нэгэн батарей нураад ясч гинцэн батарейг аахта зориултын газар хадгалах болс. Энэ бол гал гарах аюултай. Мөн дотроо энэ ч хортой бодисоо явж байгаа шүү.
So what happens next? Nobody had a clear answer. The trail went cold. Maybe recycling. Battery recycling is possible, and it is happening in Mongolia. I travelled to the outskirts of the capital to see how batteries are handled now. This brand new plant breaks down used lead-acid car batteries, separating materials, smelting the lead, and treating the acid so it can be reused. But that system can't deal with the nickel metal hydride batteries used in hybrid EVs. Before this complex was built, lead batteries were being treated in small informal plants and were often dismantled by hand. This is what was left behind. Leaking acid contaminates soil and groundwater, and airborne lead puts surrounding communities at risk. Hybrid batteries aren't as toxic, but they still carry dangers. So where are they? My search took me through the back streets of Ulaanbaatar, and I found my answer at this secretive garage. I located a huge collection of discarded Prius batteries, sourced from service centres all over the country.
We've been allowed to come and film inside this facility on the outskirts of the city. It's one of the main points that collects hybrid batteries that are no longer of use. And you can see to some of them that have been stacked up here. This is just a fraction of the batteries that are being stored here. There are tens of thousands of them in this place. The problem is they have no legal way of doing anything about them.
This operator, who wants to stay anonymous, used to legally export these batteries back to Japan. Now that's been made illegal, so his operation is stuck. Here lies part of the crisis. Mongolia has no system for dealing with the waste from these hybrids. Storing or repurposing these batteries is also not allowed. It's an emerging lesson for other developing countries bracing for a wave of EVs without plans in place for when they are no longer roadworthy.
Бидний одоо ингээд нөгөө туршлага гэдэг ингээд харах юм бол бид нар эхлээд хог аялалтын менежментийн нэгэн системийг маш сайн байгуулсан байх хэрэгтэй. Монгол улсад орж хэлээр орж ирж байгаа тэр бүтээгдэхүүн хаана явж байгаа, хаана бүртгэгдсэн, тэгээ хаан цэсүр үйлчлэхэнд ороод хаан хаягж байгаа гэдэг энэ нэгдсэн систем тогтолцоо л бидэрт яг алхан дээр байгаа юм шиг, нүдэн дээр байгаа юм шиг л харагдчих хэвээр. Одоо гэтэл бид нар тэрийг бэлдээгүй байсан учраас бүгдийг нь алдчихсан тийм. Монгол улсын одоо нэг айлын гадаа, эсвэл нэг хашааны гадаа, магадгүй нэг хүүхэд тэргээр тоглоод сууж байгаа байхгүй. Тэгэхээр
Out in the countryside at this mechanics workshop, you can see how the elements take their toll and why these batteries don't last long.
Ерөнхийдөө юу шүү дээ, цаг хугарын нөхцөл байдал яг хөө мэдээж байгаа хүүтэй халуунд бол жоохон өөрчлөлт. Тэрэнд бол мэдээж жоохон ачаал юм одоо электрод бас байна л да. Гэтэм бол ерөнхийдөө бас ийм нөхцөл бас ингээд даагаад явна гэдэг бол бас сайн. Ерөнхийдөө бас Toyota бас сайн л юм гэсэн. Тэр тал дээр нь бол ямар ч
But even the strongest cars leave something behind. And Mongolia is now left to work out what to do next.